This is a production of Memorycare Media, a ministry of TWR. It's copyrighted and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with part two of a four-part series on how to thrive on short-term overseas assignments. Those of you who are on long-term assignments and who may be listening to this probably are wondering, what's this with the topic? You know, isn't this something that you wouldn't normally listen to? Well, here's my explanation and logic. Listen in and maybe these ideas will explain some things to you, like how to understand and then how to enhance these people who come and spend just a little bit of time with you and how to be an influence on them as they try and be an influence on those around them. Today, I want to talk about the creative art of forecasting, thinking about the scenarios. I want you, as you get ready to go, to think about what you will be doing and what might happen. I don't want you to be outrageously optimistic or grandiose, or as to be so pessimistic so as to be fatalistic. But I do want you to think about how to have an effective time and how to make or help good things become better. When I talk about forecasting, I'm thinking about having thought through a plan for the unexpected and about being content about it. There are three ways of looking at future scenarios, if you will. The first one is as if things are going to go exactly as you planned. The second one is a scenario that goes a little bit negative from what you were planning. And the third one is a scenario that goes a little more positive from what you were planning. Here I am probably more concerned about the potential negatives, but I want to deal with one issue first. Doesn't planning take the spiritual dimension out? If we're planning, it is only up to us. Well, I really doubt that, because I'm very concerned about in thinking through the scenarios that you spend time with listening. Crazy as it sounds, listening is asking to be open for guidance in the middle of the unexpected. In the negative scenario, you may have come in expecting to do something related to your competence. You know, it's something that you're good at. You've done it before. You've done it at home. It's not something that you are too worried about. But in the negative, you have to go with maybe your less well-developed skill or behavior. And can you be content with that? For instance, let's say you were going to go in and do something that was relatively technological. You know, a lot of times places overseas don't have as well-developed network systems or whatever, and so you spend all your time preparing for the fact that you're going to install a computer network. Well, the problem is you get out there and the power is out for 2-3 days at a time, and you're only out there for a couple of weeks, and so, you know, what do you do? In the one scenario, that's quite a bit more negative than you were thinking about. And it's like, particularly if you're kind of a person that, well, you're very technologically oriented, you enjoy working inside, and the power's out, and the humidity is oppressive, and they have so many manual labor things that need to be done, and you're out of shape, and you don't have calluses, and you didn't bring gloves. You see where I'm going with this. Can you be content in a less competent area, or can you be accepting, I guess? I don't want you to miss the importance of this, because I have seen time and time again the incredible outcomes that happen in these negative scenarios, especially when people are listening and they're looking and they're flexible and they see that they have to go with a different strategy. Because I think one of the things that we don't realize is that the local folk there are watching us. I said in an earlier program that, you know, they're skeptical. They've seen a lot of us kind of folk come and go, and some of them have been hysterically funny. Some of them have been really frustratingly annoying, and some of them have been delightful. But most of the time, people are naturally skeptical about strangers and outsiders. And so if they see you come and all they hear about is how frustrated you are that you couldn't do what you came to do, you know, how come you can't do this important stuff and you don't really want to do the other stuff, they will draw their own conclusions about you that may be quite different from the ones that you want them to draw. So I've seen Wonderful things happen, however, when there is, they get to see you operating out of your optimal level of functioning. When they see you say, oh, well, and you figure out how to get gloves and you start doing something that you've never done before and you're enjoying yourselves. As a matter of fact, sometimes these technological things are great for the people that stay beyond you, but they don't necessarily put you in contact with local folk. So sometimes the other plan is one that gives you more contact. For me, the idea of contentment in this has more to do with, can I adjust and can I see my work have meaning for everyone, even when it's not what I expected or intended to do? My response in the midst of chaos can be very influential. And in the same way, when things are going well, now, when we looked at that was the negative scenario, looking at the positive scenario, things are going well or even better than well, are you looking and listening for some more fine-tuning or fine adjustments? That can make a good experience better. But for me, this fine adjustment is also more about effectiveness, listening for and looking for the instances or incidents that I can use to change something even better. For example, if you're responsible for leading a small group of outsiders in some sort of information transfer, some sort of knowledge that they are wanting and that you have and you're trying to give. And in the midst of that, you discover that there's one outsider who seems to have a natural gift for communicating some of these concepts. I mean, if it was me, I would stop and say, oh, I want to really build into that person. I want to give them the experience, and I want them to be seen as an authority in front of these other people. That's what I mean about making the good even better, because what's going to happen then is that you've moved from simply information transfer, in my example, to leadership development. Without doing anything that is greatly different, you have simply stepped back. And sometimes the way to be even more influential is, paradoxically, to step back like that. Because once again, it's not just about me, it's about the influence of what I bring on the people that will continue on after I leave. Forecasting for me is all about having the sensitivity to be reading how things are going, to be checking for, can things be subtly changed to make them better? Can corrections be made to prevent them from going off on the wrong direction? Now, I'm not saying you do that in isolation. You need to do it in a way that gets the feedback from other people, from your leaders, but there is a real benefit for being sensitive to how things could be different and hopefully more effective. Well, there's some interesting ideas on scenarios and forecasting. And as you forecast, I hope your forecasts will have lots of sunshine and beautiful weather. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to this Memory Care Media presentation. We hope you found it helpful. Please explore the many other topics on this website. We invite your comments and your suggestions. This feature may not be reproduced without written permission.